Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine. We will not rest until it's done. I'm Denise Nakano, and here's what's happening. Nearly 200 art museum workers are off the job and are now on strike. We get the details now from KYW's Tim Jimenez.
The striking workers started picketing in front of the north entrance of the art museum early this morning. They had signs in hand. They chanted, "No contract, no peace, no contract, no Matisse," referring to a major exhibit opening here soon. Union head and museum educator Adam Rizzo says now is the time to take a stand.
You know, our membership feels strongly that we deserve to earn a living wage and shouldn't be working two jobs. And while we work at a world-class museum like this that has a gigantic budget.
And curator Amanda Bach says they need better health benefits.
I'm in a fairly comfortable position here comparatively as a curator, but I have still struggled to pay medical debt at various points.
Museum officials argue their benefits are better than what's offered at most museums and nonprofits, and they say their proposed wage increases would lead to an 8.5% raise in 10 months and add up to 11% in 2 years.
The museum is staying open, and the workers say they're ready to stay on strike for as long as they have to. Two teenage boys, ages 13 and 14, were shot and wounded early this morning in North Philly. It happened around 3:30 near Hunting Park Avenue and Roosevelt Boulevard in Nicetown. Both boys were taken to the hospital where they're in stable condition. According to city data, nearly 170 children have been shot so far this year, and that is 13 more than this time last year. Hours earlier, a 23-year-old man was found shot to death inside a car in the Oxford Circle neighborhood. Police have not made any arrests in either of these cases. The Jewish New Year began last night at sundown. We get the details from KYW's Hadass Kuznets.
The Jewish New Year is called Rosh Hashanah, and Rabbi Ethan Witkowski of Temple Beth Hillel Beth El in Wynwood explains for Jewish people it's a very important time of the year.
This is the height of the calendar cycle, and it is connected to Yom Kippur, which is the Day of Atonement and Forgiveness.
He says Rosh Hashanah is a celebratory holiday during which Jews think about the year to come and the mistakes they've made.
And then we spend the 10 days from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur apologizing and atoning for all the things that we realized in Rosh Hashanah we had done.
During that time between the two holidays, there's a focus on apologies and forgiveness.
In order to really, truly ask for forgiveness, you have to confess what you've done to the person and make amends. You have to say, this is what happened this year, and I'm very sorry.
Rabbi Witkowski says this period is what's known as the High Holidays. Officials down the shore have identified the two people killed by a driver during an unsanctioned car gathering in Wildwood. Here's KYW's Nina Barati with the latest.
Authorities in Wildwood say 100, if not thousands of people went to the shore this weekend for a pop-up car rally that was not approved by the city. Video circulating on social media shows cars zipping around the island town way above the speed limit. The Cape May County Prosecutor's Office says late Saturday night near the Wildwood Convention Center, 37-year-old Gerald White from Pittsburgh hit a 2014 Honda Civic, then two pedestrians, and took off. 18-year-old Lindsay Weekland from Carlisle, Pennsylvania, was one of the bystanders and died at the scene. 34-year-old Timothy Ogden from Clayton, New Jersey, was inside the Honda and was hurt in the crash. He was taken to the hospital where he died. White is facing several charges and is currently being held in Cape May County.
Officials say Wildwood's mayor was working with the governor's office to coordinate additional support to assist neighboring towns who helped in response efforts. Well, legislators and animal advocates gathered this week in Harrisburg to raise awareness of the hazards balloons pose for animals, as well as to voice support for a bill that would ban intentional balloon releases. Here's KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melworth.
Republican State Rep. Marcy Mostello.
I personally have noticed an increase in the popularity of balloon releases. Hundreds, even thousands of balloons are set at weddings, graduations, sporting events, memorials, and so many other events.
But she says while well-meaning, those balloon releases can cause serious damage if they get tangled in power lines. Kristen Tula with the Humane Society says balloons can also kill or injure animals.
You know, once released, balloons can float into our waterways, into our pastures, and into our backyards, where they can become a choking hazard for our companion pets, for wildlife and farm animals.
Balloons are also a danger to birds of prey. There are exceptions in the bill for things like accidental release or scientific purposes.
A violation would result in community service and up to a $100 fine. That's the All Local. I'm Denise Nakano. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.